Beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Vav on page 80. The Mechaber says in Sef Aleph, Misha Hoya Baba Derech, one who was traveling on the road, V'kidesh Olav Hayom, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos, V'hoyu Imo Ma'os, and he had money on him, V'yesh Lo Chamoro, he has with him a donkey, V'gam Yesh Imo Eno Yehudi, he also has a goy with him. Lo yaniach kiso al chamoro, he should not place his money on the chamor, bibneshu mitzuva al shvisaso, because he has a mitzvah to make sure that his animals are resting on Shabbos, so he can't put the money on the chamor to carry it from on Shabbos. Elano sein kiso la'eno Yehudi, rather he should give his wallet to the goy, lo licho lo, to carry it for him, ulamotzoi Shabbos locho mimenu, and motzei Shabbos he should take it back from the goy. Even if he didn't pay him any money for this, he should still give it to him. And even if he only gives it to him on Shabbos, even that's permissible. So again, a person has a wallet on him, he's traveling, all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos, he has a chamor and a goy, he should not give it to the chamor because he is mitzuva on Shvisas Behemto. Rather, he should give it to the goy to carry it for him, and Motzei Shabbos, he should take it back, even if he didn't pay him, and even though he gave it to him on Shabbos. Avol, in Motzo Metzia, but if a person found a Metzia, Eino Yochol Litna L'Eino Yehudi, then he can't give it over to the goy, Elu Imkein Bolu Yodo Mibod Yom, unless it came to his hands while it was still there on Friday and he was koned, it's actually his now, Tahash Tahavya Kekiso. If he found it on Friday and now it's his, so then it's like his wallet, it belongs to him. But if he found it on Shabbos, then he can't just pass it off to the goy to carry for him. That will be not allowed, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's begin the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph. Chamoro, we said, he has with him his chamor. Efshar dehu adin kishesachar es hachamor me'eno Yehudi. It could be, says the Mishnah Berurah, the same din would apply. The same way you can't put the kiso on the chamor on Shabbos, it's efshar that the same thing would be if it's not really his chamor, he just rented the chamor from an Eino Yehudi. Diyesh omrim deschirus kanya l'chumra, because there are those who say that when you rent an animal from a goy, you are kone l'chumra, that you are mechuyav and shisas behemto. And therefore, even if you rented the animal from the goy, you can't put your wallet on that animal. Ukumo shekasa besimen reish mem vav, like we had earlier in Ochel Shabbos, in reish mem vav. Aval im sochar es ha'eino Yehudi, but if you didn't rent the animal from the goy, but rather you hired out the goy, that he should take you on your travels to a certain place. If he comes along with his chamor, that's not your chamor, that's his chamor. Because in that case, when you hire the goy and he brings along a chamor, so the goy is chayev in feeding the goy, and he's chayev if anything happens, is feeding the chamor. And if the chamor would die, he's chayev to replace it. Velo sachar dafka chamor zemimeno, because you didn't hire out this chamor bedafka from the goy. Im kain, if so, pshita dein ha'yisrael mitzuv al shvisaso. In that case, the chamor is not miyuchas to you at all, and therefore you are not commanded al shvisaso. Al kain tov yoser shianiach hakol al chamor. In that case, it's not your chamor. The whole issue with the chamor that we've seen so far is shvisas behemto. It's not your behemah; it belongs to the guy. You hired the guy. He brought along an animal. So in that case, better to put it on the chamor than give your wallet to the guy. Achizor shelo yehem mechamer. But you have to make sure that you're not being mechamer after the behemah. The hainu shelo yigar be behemah shetelech mikolo. You shouldn't scream at the animal that it should start going because of your voice. Oshar dvarim shemachmaso telech habehemah. Or don't do any other sounds or things that are going to cause the animal to travel. The isser mechamer shayach afiwa behemah sheino shelo lahari poskim. Because the isser of mechamer applies even to an animal that's not yours, according to many poskim. So even though if it's not your animal, you're good to go in terms of shisas behemto, you don't have to worry about the animal doing malacha, but you still have to be careful not to do mechamer, because according to many poskim, mechamer acha behemto, having an animal do malacha based on your voice, having it travel and carry a load based on your voice, would be a problem even if the animal is not yours. To summarize this Mishnah Berurah before we go to the Bira Halacha that's directly on this Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber said, you have a chamor with you, and you have a goy with you, and you have your wallet, and now it's Shabbos. So you should not put it on the chamor, because you're mitzuvah al shvisas behemto. Rather, you should give it to the goy, even if it's already Shabbos. We'll see why we're mad to that in a moment. Mishnah Berurah just adds on two very important nekudos. Number one is, even if it's not actually your animal, it's a goy's animal, you're just renting it from the goy. So l'chumra we say, if it's possibly yours, still don't put it on the chamor. But if you just hired out a goy to help you travel and he brought along a chamor, so it's fully his chamor, then you could put your stuff on the chamor, and it's better to put on the chamor than give it to the guy. Let's see the Bir Halacha right away. The Ramaskal Chamoro. He addresses these two points that we said in the Mishnah Berurah. I am the Mishnah Berurah, v'hu m'magen Avram. Look what we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, that's from the Magen Avram. That's going on the Nakuda that you rented the animal from the guy, you still can't put the wallet on the animal. The Prima Gadam argues with the Magen Avram and says that in that case, when you rented the chamor from the guy, it's also better to put the money on the chamor of the guy rather than giving it to the guy and asking him to do the malacha for you. Because remember, if you give it to the guy, so that's Amir La'akam, you're asking the guy to do an Issa Daraisa for you, to carry for you on Shabbos. That would be Issa Daraisa. So here, if it's an animal that you rented from a guy, even though the Mishnah Berurah brought from the Magen Avraham that according to some opinions, you have to be machmir, that maybe we go to Chumra, that when you're renting it, it's like your koned, and if it's a problem, the Prima Gadam says in that case, it's better to put it on the animal than to give it to the guy. The Schirus Kanyu L'Chumra Hu Rak Chumra Ba'alma. This that we say, that Schirus, the renting of the animal, your koned L'Chumra, that's only a Chumra. Since that's only a Chumra, it's better to do that than to give it to the guy where it's vadai doing a malacha for you. But obviously that's only assuming if you put it on the animal, you're not making any noises to have the animal travel. So in terms of shisas behemto, so it's only a chumra. And in terms of mechamer, you're careful not to do mechamer. And therefore the Prima Gadam argues with the Magen Avraham and says, if in fact you're renting the animal from the guy, better to put it on the animal than to give it to the guy. Ubisivkoton vav kosav. And in Sivkoton vav, the Prima Gadam writes, the efshar da'afilu im ha'behema hisha Yisrael chaveiro. Could be even if this animal belongs to another yid, your friend a Jew, tov yoser sheyiten ala chamor. It's better that you should put it onto the chamor, even though the chamor belongs to a Jew, than give it to the guy. The lifnei iver lo shayach bekan. The only potential problem is lifnei iver. You're causing your friend's animal to do malacha. But it's not shayach over here. The chaveiro in yudei klal v'onosu. Your friend doesn't know about it, and therefore he's an onos. And therefore that's better then giving it to the guy. The ha'enu Yehudi sheyesh imo yechamer achareha. And if you put the money on the animal of the other Jew, so then you would have the guy making a move by making noises and being mechamer achar the behema. So therefore you have avoided any problem of shvizas behemto, it's not your animal, and your friend, it's not lifnei iver, because he doesn't know about it, and it's an onus. And in terms of mechamer, you're having the guy take care of that. Then the Bir Halacha addresses the second point the Mishnah Berurah said, Umashe Gasavti Oba Mishnah Berurah, that's which I wrote further in the Mishnah Berurah, Avlim Sochar Esa Eino Yehudi Shiolichenu Pshitud Eino Metzuva. We said in the Mishnah Berurah, but if you hired a guy to help you travel and he brought along an animal, then it's not your animal at all, and for sure you should put it on the animal. Ein Tzarech Bazel Laniach Halach Kishu Mahalech Kilkama Misabez. We'll see tomorrow night in Sebez. If you have no guy to give your wallet to, all you have is an animal, you can put it on the animal, but to make sure you're not over on Shvisas Behemto is only when your animal does a full malacha, which is an akira and hanacha when it comes to carrying on Shabbos. And therefore, if you want to put your wallet on the animal, you can, but you should make sure you don't put it on until he starts traveling. So therefore, while he's moving, you put it on, then you take it off afterwards, so you avoid an Issa Daraisa of Shvisas Behemto, because he's not doing an akira. Because when he did his akira, he went up, he wasn't holding on to it. So the Bir Halacha is saying over here that in this case where you have the guy's animal there, you hired the guy and he brought the animal, you could put it on and you don't need that stringency of the mechaber from Sif Beis. The Shom Ein Imo Eino Yehudi V'hu Ba'atzmo HaMechaber. Because there you don't have a guy with you and you're doing mechaber. You're the one who has to get the animal to move. Al Kein Tzarech Lizor Bazeh Afilu HaBehema Shel Chaveiro. Therefore, you have to be careful about this, even if the animal belonged to your friend, Kedei Shel Yavar L'Issa D'Mechamer, because you want to avoid the Issa of Mechamer, because you're the one who's there to make it move. So therefore, you don't want to put it on until it's already moving. Masha'en Kein B'Inyanenu, which is not the case over here in Sif Aleph, the Ari B'Yesh Imo Eino Yehudi. Here you have a guy that's there, and the animal's the guy. So she says, B'Hemto is not a problem, it's not your animal. And Mechamer is not a problem either. Ha'eino Yehudi, Yiyah Mechamer. So therefore, all problems are solved. You don't need the chumra of having the animal already on the move when you put it down. That's only a chumra when you're the one who has to do the mechamer. There's no one else around. But here, it's the guy's animal. The guy's doing mechamer. There's no problem. Just put it on the animal, and you're fine. One more Bir Halacha, and then we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The next Bir Halacha is on the second line of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, if you have money and you're traveling, all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos, you have a chamor and you have a goy, don't place it on your chamor because you are Metzuva al Shvisaso. Says the Bir Halacha, the Afa Gav de Lekahacha Mishum Shvisa, even though there's no problem over here of Shvisa, why? There's no problem, no Isra Shvisa's Behemta over here anyway. The Apostle B'Sebeis, because we already passed, like we just mentioned, in Sebeis, Kishim Alechas Manicha Aleha, you only put the thing on while the animal is moving. Ukishiomedes Notlu Haimenu, and then when the animal stops, you take it off. And therefore, there's not a full Malacha with an Akira and Hanacha over here, and therefore there's no problem of Shvisa. So why is the Bir Halacha bothered? So why is the Mechaber saying not to put on your animal because you're Mechuyav B'Shvisa's Behemta, you have this Eitza? Afilu Hachi still says the Bir Halacha, Kevan de b'malacha gemura. Since if you would do a malacha gemura, you would put on the animal before it does the akira. Take it off after it does the hanacha, and the animal would do the complete malacha. Hu mitzuv al shvisasa. That would be a problem. She says behemto. So therefore, le'eno Yehudu yav le velola chamor. Therefore, it's better to give it to the guys. The Bir Halacha just explained that even though we have an eitza and sif beis of what to do with the animal if you have no guy there. So there's an Eitzah to avoid the problem of Shvisas Behemto, but if you have the Goy L'maisa, better not to use the Behema even in the proper way, because you're doing a partial Malacha that's really part of a Malacha Gemura, and therefore we don't want to get involved in that if we could avoid it, and therefore it's better to give it to the Goy. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Beis. Sifkatan Beis is going to that which the Mechaber says, don't put it on the animal, rather give your wallet to the Goy to carry it for you, and you'll get it from him on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So here it's Shabbos, you're asking the guy to carry your wallet for you. So even though the guy is being your shliach to carry on Shabbos, mikomakom hikilu chachamim, the chachamim were lenient in this case. Mishum dikimluhu she'odam bohul al mamono. Chazal understood that a person is very going crazy over his money. V'ilo sharislay, if we don't allow him to give it to the guy and be over an issa the rabbanon, Asay lide iser chamur. He's going to do a much more serious iser. She yolech arba amos v'shus harabim. He's going to end up carrying it himself. He has $1,000 in his wallet. If we don't allow him to give it to a guy to be over nisid rabbanan, we're choshes. He's going to be over nisid araisa and carry it himself. Better do nisid rabbanan, and therefore we matter him to give it to a guy. Va'ayim ba'achronim shekasu da'achronim right the bizman hazed leka v'shus harabim l'kama poskim. According to many poskim, as we'll see in chelak dalud, there's no v'shus harabim nowadays. And therefore, you would think that there's no concern because you can't be over an Issa D'Oraisa because there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Nami Dina Hachi. The Achronim writes, still, the din stays the same. So now there's a very interesting note over here, note number one. Here we're saying, we don't want you to come to do it in an Usser way, so we come to tell, in an Issa D'Oraisa way, so we come to tell you to do it in an Issa D'Rabbanadik way. But there's Halacha later on, if there's a fire, saving things from a fire, Omnon Lagabe Hatzolas Momo Midleika. Note number one, later on when it comes to saving money from a fire, the Shulchan Aruch writes, She'osr Lahatzil. It's usr to save things from a fire. Kidei Shelo Yavo Lide Isr Chomer. We're worried you might come to a serious Isr, you might put out the fire. So don't save your stuff from the fire. So why don't we say do an Isr Kal? Why do we say do nothing? So Bebir Achiluk Ben Hatzolas Kis Lahatzola Midleika. The difference between saving a wallet over here and the saving from a fire like over there, the Bir Halacha explains, according to Tosfos, Kevan Shebikis, Im Lo Natir Lo Litno Lenochri. In this case, if you won't allow you to give your wallet to the guy, Harehu Mafsid Es Mamono Biadayim. What are we basically asking you to do? If you can't give it to the guy, we're asking you to drop your money and lose your money. So we're asking you, Biadayim, to do a maisa of throwing away your money. Therefore, we're worried it's very hard to throw your money on the floor and get rid of it. There, we're worried you're going to come to an Issa D'Oraisa. Masha'enkin b'dleika, which is not the case of the fire, shahefsid ba'me'elav. You don't have to actively do anything. The fire is burning up yourself. We're just telling you, don't touch it, don't do anything. So there, we're not worried that if we tell you to do nothing, you're going to come to an Issa D'Oraisa because it doesn't involve you doing an action. Over here, we're saying, don't give the money to a guy, throw it on the floor and lose it. So that's very hard to part with your money and do a maisa. So there we say, let him do an issa d'rabbana to avoid the issa d'raisa. But when it comes to the fire, he doesn't have to do anything. It's just happening on its own, and therefore we're more machmir. Therefore we're not worried. Uladas ha-murdachai v'al-shulchan aruch l'kamon. Kasa b'bir halacha she'bikis ein chshash shema yovu l'echil Shabbos min ha-Torah. By giving the wallet to the guy, there's no concern that now it's going to come to an issa d'raisa. Once the guy has it, It has the Rabbanim written all over it. It's going to be a Rabbanim. Kevan shenosel anochri shiisa. And once you gave it to the guy to carry it, ubekach matzilo mehesed. You already saved it from getting lost. So there's no concern of anything else happening. You did the Rabbanim, you're done. Mashain came b'dleika, which is not the case by the fire. Sheish lochu shekesheyire sheish chafotzim sheino yochol latzilam bofanacher. If we're going to allow you to save things in a certain way, and you see you're not going to be able to save everything, yavo lechabos beofen ha'asam and atorah. Worried gufa that ma'isa that you're doing of trying to save it in a derabbanandik way might come to cause you to put out the fire. Because it's not a guarantee. Here, once you give the wallet to the guy, you're done. You're taken care of. So once we let you do the Issa Derabbanan, you're safe from the Daraisa. But there, even if we allow you to do the Rabbanan, so you're not safe because you might not be able to get it all because it's an unlimited amount. And there, it might lead to an Issa Daraisa of extinguishing the fire. Let's go right through the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber said again that you have the guy there and you have the Chamor there. Better to give it to the guy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if Katan Gimel, give your Kisel in a Yehudi. Let's say you had a heavy load that was on the donkey or was on the wagon. You can't just give it to the guy, please carry this for me. It weighs 1,000 pounds. You also can't do the eitzah that we mentioned a couple of times that we'll see tomorrow on Sifbeis. That you're going to, you know, lift the load on and off the animal each time it starts going and stopping. That's very hard if it's a thousand pound package. So what do you do in these cases? You can't give it to the guy. You can't be taking it on and off the animal. So yira lahaknos mi ba'od yom ha-chamor leha'eno Yehudi kidin Torah. So you should makna over the chamor to the guy before Shabbos following the rules of the Torah. So it won't be your animal on Shabbos. And if you're not aware of the proper kinyanim to do with the guy, so you should make your animal hefker in front of three people, or at the very least, you should make it hefker between you and yourself. Make it hefker. Then you have no problem of a shvisas behema. Then the animal's not yours. It's either belongs to the guy or it's hefker. And you go down from the wagon. And you make sure you don't make any noises that cause the animal to go, because even if it's not your animal, you could potentially be over the Israel Mechamer, which is making noises and having the animal go and do this malacha of carrying in a Rishis Arabim. And even after you did all these Ateirim, Shemokar Hakol O Hifkir, that you sold everything to the guy, or you are mafkir it. So here the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Chai Odom that says that you sold everything, not just the animal, but you sold everything, the load as well. So tzarech lizar meod, you have to be very careful, says the Chai Odom, shelo yitnu le'eno Yehudi o al ha'agala shum davar, you shouldn't give to the goy or put on the wagon anything me'achafotzim shelokhu me'agala be'er Shabbos. Nothing that you took off the wagon on Erev Shabbos should you then give to the guy or put on the wagon on Shabbos. To usher litein le'eno Yehudi b'Shabbos amanas lohotzi. It's usher to give something to a guy, having in mind that he's going to carry it on Shabbos. Elokol mach shelochu min ha'agola. But anything you took out of the wagon, yishar biyodom ad motzei Shabbos. It has to be kept in the owner's hands until motzei Shabbos. Vidan, you should know, d'mashakosa v'afilu lo. The Mechaber had said that you give it to the guy, v'afilu lo nosan lo sachar hazeh, even if you didn't pay him for this. So the Mishnah Berurah says that which the Mechaber says, even if you didn't pay him, hel yirabim etzadei lomad, hel yirabim etzad to say, d'imu mibod yom, if it's still before Shabbos, tov yoser sheyitein sachar. It would be better than giving it to the guy, would actually be paying the guy to do it. Because again, if you're paying him, then he's doing it for them, he's not really doing it for you, he's doing it for the payment, it makes it a little bit more lenient. Then we said in the Mechaber that all this is okay to give it to the guy, even though you're giving it to him at night. Now, we said Chazal was matir to give it to him at night. They were matir to give it to him on Shabbos. So what do you mean, even though you're giving it to him on Shabbos? That's what they were matir. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet, Nokat Lashon Dieved. The Mechaber uses Lashon B'Dieved, even though you're giving it to him at night, not because of the carrying, they say, matir, mishum de lechatchila al korcho tzarech lita mibodyom. Because for sure, lechatchila, you have to give it to him during the day, mishum isr mukta. Because even though they were matir, the giving it to the goy, the amir la'akam of the carrying, but lemaisa, you're handing him over mukta, so for sure you should have done it mibodyom to avoid moving mukta. And the last Mishnah Berurah, which we're going to connect the Mitzvah Shem to this week's parsha, is an amazing Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber ended off and said that this whole heter that Chazal said you can give it to the guy, even though it's Shabbos, because we'd rather do an Issa D'Rabbanan, not an Issa D'Araisa, That's only something that you own. But if you find a metziah on Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to give it over to the goy. We said that if you found it before Shabbos, then it's already like your wallet, it's yours. But if you found it on Shabbos, you can't give it over to the goy. The Mishnah Berurah explains why in Sifkot and Hey, Dekevan delo tarachba. Since you just happened to find it, you didn't work for it. Lo chayis alo. You're not so concerned about it. You're not so connected to it. Velo asi la suye dal ramas v'shesharabim. And we're not worried you're going to come to carry it for ramas v'shesharabim. It's not your wallet. It's something you just found. Easy come, easy go. You didn't work for it. Afilu ilo sharis le litin leino yehudi. Even if we don't matter you to give it to the guy, so we're not worried you're going to come to have it. So it's mamish this six parsha, the first pasuk of this six parsha, where Hashem does not reveal to Avram what land he should go to, and Rashi says he didn't reveal it to him right away, kedei lechaveva be'enav, in order to make it more dear in his eyes. And the stipler in Birchas Peretz has a whole piece that when a person is searching for something and he works hard for something, it becomes more chashiv to him. That's Pshat and Rashi. Hashem did not reveal to Avram where he was going to make it more chashiv to him. He's searching for it and looking for it, not knowing where it is. When you work for something, you appreciate it so much more. That's what we're saying over here. When you worked for it and you have your wallet and your hard-earned money, so it's more chashiv to you. It's harder to part with you. There you might come to carry it on Shabbos. But if it's something that you just got easily, it's not so hard to just leave it. Says the disciple, the same thing by Limud HaTorah. A person who works hard at Limud HaTorah, he breaks his head over learning, and he finally gets it. That Torah is more chashiv to him than a person who just, it comes easy to him, where he learns the Limud that's easy to him, and it's not chashiv to him, because easy come, easy go, it's not chashiv. But a person who works hard, he's amil Torah, that's more chashiv to him. And the disciple goes on to say that when something is more chashiv to you, so it brings you more simcha, and then you're more likely to remember it. So a person wants to remember his Torah. So the Torah that a person learns with Amelus, that he works hard and he's searching and he's going it over and he's chazering and he's trying to get it clear, he finally gets it clear. So that makes him besimcha, it makes him be kind of the Torah, and it makes him be able to remember that Torah long term. Because that's the word over here. The same idea over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, the kevan delo tarachba. When you find a metziah on Shabbos, you didn't work for it. So lo chayis alei, you don't care about it so much. If it came easily, you don't care about it so much. You're not going to come to carry it. We don't have to matir it. Only your wallet, only the Torah that you worked hard for, and you will kone it finally after hard work. So that's more chashiv to a person, that lasts for a person, that brings simcha for a person. We should all be zocha to follow the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah and the stipple in this parsha, that we should be work hard in Torah, work hard in everything that we do. And even if we're working a job, we work hard at it. So it's more chashiv, we appreciate what we're doing. So we should always appreciate whatever we're doing. But certainly by Limud HaTorah, to work hard at it, we could appreciate it better, we could remember it better, and we connect to it. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue with Sif Beis and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.